I'm Chad Gonzalez and president this year. There is a schedule change on Friday. The 4 p.m. main lecture has been switched to 2 o'clock p.m. Abraham Morgan Taylor, his lecture on therapy, testosterone therapy in men, panacea, scourge, or the next big thing in medicine is now at 2 o'clock, and Eric Volkman, his lecture on bariatric surgery is now at 4 o'clock. For those of you with skill labs affected by this change, please go to the skill lab that accommodates your own schedule. We'll make that announcement again throughout the day. When you leave Ballroom A, please take all this room here, please take all of your belongings, laptops, registration materials with you after this morning session. They will they will be preparing this room for our noontime lecture and lunch. Rob Dunn, PhD, Dr. Dunn, will have a book signing for two of his books, The Wildlife of Our Bodies and Every Living Thing, today at 1:30 at the University of Utah Health Science Bookstore outside of Ballroom A. Dr. O'Neill, Edward James O'Neill, will have an informal discussion on global health service from 9:30 to 11 o'clock in the conference boardroom. He was the speaker, keynote speaker from yesterday, for those that are interested. Tonight is the President's Reception, sponsored by Ogden Regional Medical Center, starting at 6:30 in the Union Station Old Timers Room with comedian Craig Bielek and singer-entertainer Pam Cannon. The reception is from 6:30 to 7 p.m. Dinner is at 7, entertainment from 7 to 8, and dancing from 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock. Tonight is also the Utah Academy of Family Physician annual meeting with a reception and dinner starting at 5 o'clock in the junior conference room on the first floor of the conference center. Today at 11:30 starts the second revival of the Ladies Social Luncheon and Fashion Show, sponsored by the Weber County Medical Society and Alliance. All partners and guests are invited. Please remember to mute your cell phones. And when you leave this room, to take all of your belongings with you. The Ogden Surgical Medical Society extends their sympathy to the family and friends of colleagues that have passed away in the last year and their contribution to medicine. I'd like to read these obituaries. Lowell Raymond Danes, MD, 79, passed away April 2nd, 2012, always wanted to be known as a country doctor. He was totally dedicated to his patients, who always came first. He served in the U.S. Army National Guard, graduated from Utah State with a bachelor's degree, graduated from George Washington University with his medical degree, and did his surgical training at the University of Maryland in Baltimore. He had his own practice and operated at McKady Hospital in St. Benedict's. He is survived by his wife, Erica, 4 daughters and 2 brothers and many grandchildren. Daniel Clyde Jr., MD, was an Ogden Surgical Society president in 1978. He was born in September of 1922 and passed away in August of 2012. He was a gentle soul that loved practicing medicine. He graduated from the University of Utah Medical School and fulfilled his residency training at the University of Michigan Medical School. During his training, he served as captain of the Air Force on Walker Air Force Base in Boswell, New Mexico. He was then assistant professor of surgery at the University of Michigan Medical School until his father passed away, so he returned to Ogden to help his mother. He had a private surgical practice until 1990, and shortly after retiring, went to work as a physician for Hill Air Force Base and IHC WorkMed. He was a member of the Frederick A. Coller Surgical Society, Western Surgical Society, the Society for Surgery of the Alimentary Tract, and served as medical director of the Ogden Surgical Center and president of the Ogden branch of the American Heart Association. He is survived by his wife, Margaret, 10 children, and many grandchildren. Wayne Lamar Hershey, MD, was born in September, on September 5th, 1925, and passed away on September 12th, 2012. He learned his strong worth ethic at the value of a dollar and how to gracefully live through hard times from being raised on a farm in Park Valley, Utah. He served in the U.S. Navy, graduated from Utah State University with a bachelor's degree, graduated from the University of Utah School of Medicine, and fulfilled an internship and a surgical residency in Stockton and Merced, California. He practiced family medicine in Pleasant Grove, Utah for 5 years, and then returned to the University of Utah to specialize in radiology. He continued his medical career as a radiologist at St. Benedict's Hospital, now Ogden Regional Medical Center, until he retired. He is survived by his wife, Fonel, 4 children, 4 siblings, and many grandchildren. M. Paul Southwick, MD, was born July 21, 1922, and passed away on October 2, 2012. He never missed a single day due to illness as a physician for 43 years. He had a wonderful smile and an infectious laugh. He joined the Ogden Clinic in 1951 after serving as captain in the U.S. Army and completing his residency in internal medicine at the University of Utah. He received the Laureate Award from the American College of Physicians. He was president of the Ogden Clinic for 3 terms, chief of Department of Medicine at McKady Hospital for 3 years, and associate professor at the University of Utah Medical School. He was on the McKady Hospital Foundation Board and Weber County Board of Health, which he also chaired. He was presented the 2003 Utah Doctor of the Year Award by Governor Mike Leavitt. He is survived by his wife Blanche, 7 children, and many great grandchildren and great grandchildren. Laval W. Spencer was born April 12, 1928, and died February 14, 2013. He served as treasurer of the Ogden Surgical Medical Society from 1971 to 1975. His family, friends, and neighbors were aware of the special consideration he had for them. He was a veteran of World War II, graduated with his undergraduate and medical degree from the University of Utah. He completed his internship and general practice residency at the Thomas D. Memorial Hospital, where he later designed and developed the coronary care unit, the cardiac life support systems, promoted the EKG monitoring of newborns requiring exchange transfusions, established the use of fetal heart rate monitoring equipment, as well as serving as president of the medical staff. He was a member of the American Medical Association, American Academy of Family Physicians, Utah Academy of Family Physician, Charter Diplomat of the American Board of Family Practice, and Charter Fellow of the American Academy of Family Physicians. He was designated as Doctor of the Year in 1999 by the Weber County Medical Society Alliance. He is survived by 4 children, 3 siblings, and many grandchildren. Thanks.